boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I always see those TikToks where it's like, oh, there's always one friend in the relationship who lives in like a super clean bedroom, not even a hair out of place. And then the other friend who lives in like an actual bear cave.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to present my two types of friends today, which was Destiny saying, oh, I didn't bring lunch. You want to go get something? Classic. Happens at least once a week. And yep. I was like, you know what? I'm down. I didn't bring anything. Let's go. Right now. And you're like, okay, I can't find my wallet. Okay. It's the wallet. It's the keys. It's the phone. There's always something missing. Today it was the wallet. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out to my car and I'll be waiting. Maybe that'll like rush her a little bit to figure it out. I don't even know how long you were searching. I am the friend that's pulled up ready at the door to go get some food, and you're the friend running around with your head cut off like a chicken.
Well, I found my wallet, but then I got distracted with engineer Kevin, and we were chatting, and then I was like, oh, wait, Taylor's waiting for me. Gotta go, engineer Kevin. That's the problem.
One squirrel brain, one with my mind on the chicken sandwich that I want.
If I were to join like a 5K right now, here's the dealio. I'm going to need a support system because I'm a baby.
I'm going to need a new body. This one's not capable.
But I live in Marion, and there was the Marion Arts Festival this weekend, and I'm going to assume it must have been like a 5K or something for that.
Okay.
That ran by my house.
Cool.
How cool. I've seen all these people run. I'm like, wow, you go. Look at you as I'm laying in bed. And you know what? This one family was so supportive of their mom running in this 5K. The dad parked on the side of the road, and all the kids were waiting. They're cheering. They're like, go, mom, go. Yeah. And the dad had a water bottle, and he's just waiting. He's just waiting for mom to come. And then mom comes over. He gives her the water bottle so she can quickly drink it, and then she keeps going. And then they hop in the car, and I think they went to go find the next stopping point in the 5K. Or whatever, K. I don't know how long this like run was for, to go give her more water. I mean, talk about the support system.
I love that.
I'm like, this. If I was gonna run in like a marathon or something, uh-huh, I want this.
Well, it's a hard thing to be an audience for because they're moving. Uh-huh. Obviously, the route is like a mile or however many miles.
Yeah.
I love that idea though. Just being the water pit stop.
Absolutely. I need that. If I do something, can you be that for me?
Oh yeah. Except I want to squirt it in your mouth.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Get like one of those, like, Gatorade ones.
Yeah, like they do on, like, the football sidelines.
Absolutely. You could be my girl.
Okay. I need you to get a squeezy bottle.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Imagine how much happier we'd be instead of doom-scrolling TikTok every night. We meditated.
What?
This is something that's actually happening. It's in the trial period by TikTok. So they announced a feature that is going to prompt, they say teenagers, I don't know. Do you put your, I don't remember. Did you put your age in?
I think you have to do that with almost every app now, don't you?
Well, they say it'll prompt teenagers. I am a 28-year-old teenager.
I mean, come on. Emails make you tell you what age you are.
Yeah.
And I lied when I was 13.
Of course you did. It's part of growing up. But the TikTok will put a notification if the teenager is on TikTok after 10 p.m. It'll be an alert up by like the For You thing at the top of your screen that is going to offer guided meditation to help them fall asleep. And if they keep scrolling and then they ignore that, then they're going to get another notification that takes up the entire screen. I don't know if it makes you do it then or if you can scroll past it, but they've been testing this feature with a handful of teenagers so far this year. And they said that only 2% of this group have turned the feature off.
I thought you were going to say,
actually did the meditation.
That's what I thought you were
going
to
say. That doesn't mean they did it.
I was going to say, well, duh.
No, that doesn't mean they did it. They, you know, pretty purposely left that information out. But they didn't turn the notification off, so maybe it'll be working. This is obviously to fight the accusations that TikTok is melting the children's brains, including my own. I don't hate it. I don't know that I would actually do it, but...
I got my 2 cents, which is... I'm not a parent, okay? So I really probably shouldn't even say this, but it's kind of sad that TikTok has to parent our own kids. Is it not?
Well... Kids are sneaky.
Like, should they not be putting their own, like, the parents should be putting their own little time screen on their kids?
I guess, yeah. But
that's my 2 cents.
I mean, I don't know. I'm 28, and I feel like I need to do this for myself.
I do also need it.
I need my mom and dad to put a time screen on my phone.
Taylor, come on now.
It's bad. I was up till, like, midnight last night watching slime videos.
Okay.
That put me to sleep.
You are 28, and you're watching slime videos.
And it put me to sleep, actually.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So I went to a wedding this weekend, and at that wedding, neighbor man was there, my boyfriend, and his dad and all of his family. And his dad, of course, was asking us questions like, oh, what are you doing next week? And what's the big plans on your guys' like radar and all that fun jazz? And we're like, oh, we're going to a Post Malone concert this week. He's like, that's so cool. And I was like, yeah, we're going to have like matching t-shirts. We're really, really excited about this. He's like, cool, let me see the t-shirts. I really wish you wouldn't have asked that. Because if you don't know, you helped us decide the t-shirts that me and Abraham were going to have. And, well, those t-shirts are, mine say, Post Malone is my hall pass. And then Neighbor Man's t-shirt is going to say, Post Malone, you can keep her. So I show him the shirt, and Neighbor Man's dad goes, what's a hall pass?
Yeah, that is awkward.
So we have to explain. I got to explain to my boyfriend's dad what a hall pass is. I was at a wedding. This was the most uncomfortable thing in my entire life. I was like, neighbor man, you want to take this one for the team? Because this is your dad. You can go ahead.
Did he?
Of course he did. Because I was not going to explain it to his father.
And what did
he? Dad.
Well, we know what it is. I want to know how Dad reacted.
He explained it pretty well. He just said, that means she can cheat on me.
Oh, got it.
And his dad goes, what? She gets to cheat on you? Yes, Dad. Yes, it does.
Okay. And so he's for it, or?
I don't think he was.
Okay,
you know what?
Well,
I don't.
That's not great.
So, sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Mr. Neighborman's dad.
I got a new game you have to play if you're going to a wedding this summer.
I'm down. You got to have an activity.
Yeah, because you know what? They belong sometimes, and you don't know who's who.
Especially at the ones that you're the plus one.
And that's what I was this weekend at a wedding. And this is going to be great for, like, the wedding reception, okay? While everybody's drunk on the dance floor or just hanging around, this is the game you're going to play.
Okay.
The game is who's who. Let me explain. So, we're sitting at the table, me and neighbor man and his dad. And I was like, hey, is that woman over there actually related to your stepmom? And then his dad goes, actually, that's his sister or her sister.
Oh.
So, it would be... part of the family. I'm like, I freaking knew it because she looks exactly like your stepmom, neighbor man. So then we started playing a game. I'm like, I think that man across the table is part of your family. And they go, yep, you're right. And I'm like, because they look exactly like you guys.
That's normally what family members are like.
So this is what you got to play. Then we kept playing. I'm like, okay, that man sitting on the couch over there, he's related to you guys. The hairline tells me everything I need to know. And his dad goes, no. That man is not related to us. Actually, he's horrible breath, and I don't like him.
Wow. I am concerned why you said his hairline, because neighbor man is bald. So what did you deduce from that hairline?
Well, his dad's got hair still, so there's that.
If I have learned one thing about a man, is that you do not comment on the hairline.
A lot of stuff goes down at a wedding, but I never thought I would see... right next to my car, someone going to the bathroom.
Ew.
Let me explain. We had already walked into the venue, and then I remembered I left my ID and my card in the car. and I wanted to have a little glass of wine during the reception, right? So I was like, crap, I have to go back to the car. Okay, by the way, we had only been there for like 5-10 minutes. It's still pretty bright outside.
Mm-hmm.
I walk out. I go to the driver's side of the car. I hadn't drove. Neighbor man, my boyfriend drove. And I just knew that that would be the quickest access to get my driver's license. And right there next to our tire is a man going to the bathroom. And I'm like, at this point, do I say something like, excuse me, sir, I'd like to go to my car? Or what do I do? So I just was like, oh, okay. So I went to the other side of the car and I went and grabbed my driver's license and my ID. I didn't know what to do. Also, there was plenty of bathrooms. That place had a lot of bathrooms.
What? He was doing it on your tire?
No, he was actually doing it.
That I would throw hands. That's disgusting.
No, likely he was actually doing it to somebody else's car. It just happened to be his backside. Thank God I didn't see anything. His backside was next to our car. Uh-huh. But he was more doing it to somebody else's car. Hopefully his own. But okay, yeah.
And what were you, like 50 yards from the building? Why didn't he go inside? I would have played.
There was plenty of bathrooms inside.
Police sirens off of YouTube.
Oh, you
so
know
that,
what?
You do not want that on your record.
God, where were you when I saw this? That would have been. I should have.
You there. Stop it.
You're under arrest, sir.
Hands up. Pants on. Public urination is wrong.
Hands up, pants on. That's good. That's good.
I'm saying, ew, play some sirens and freak him out.
This might be the stupidest question I asked today. But Destiny's stupid question of the day. What is the wind mile per hour I need to be looking out for hanging baskets? I know I was talking about this last week that I said years ago I used to think they were the most hideous thing ever. I grew up, and now I love hanging baskets. And over the weekend, I sent you pictures and videos, Taylor, so that I went and got myself some hanging baskets. And I'm very excited about it. But now, I see it's windy outside, and I don't know if I need to be on high alert for my hanging baskets, because I do not want them flying.
By the way, she's talking about hanging baskets with flowers in them.
Oh, wait. What else would they be?
I don't know, but you never said flowers.
They could be hanging baskets of cookies or something. I don't know. But yeah, they got flowers in them. And I don't know what is the mile per hour. At what point do we need to be looking for that to take them down so they don't go blowing and my flowers come out?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I think it depends on which way your house faces and which way the wind's blowing.
Girl, I don't know directions.
Neither do I. I'm just telling you to figure it out.
Oh, Jesus.
And then the only thing I would say is, don't risk it. Flowers are expensive.
I know. I spent $160.
Dirt is expensive. Let's talk about the price of dirt. You are not going to have that flying across your porch like a piece of garbage because you spent too much money. So I'd say if you're unsure, pull those suckers down. Tuck them in the corner.
My thought was 40 miles per hour was going to be my max.
Yeah.
Cause right now I saw today was going to be 30 mile per hour wind. And I think tomorrow is 40 mile per hour wind. And I am not risking the biscuit. But I didn't know if, like, experts out there, like, have a limit. You know, they're like, uh-uh.
I don't know that anybody is actually that nerdy.
Well, if you are,
that has a limit. I think you might be asking for too much.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I just feel bad for the poor trees with all these winds lately.
Dude, I sent you that text message.
I know, and I want to talk about it, because last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like last year.
I think it was just last year. City of Cedar Rapids planted a bunch of baby little trees around town, and we even have quite a few in the neighborhood around here. The ones I can see, they're all still standing. We got one real bald one that all the leaves have blown off, but down the street, there's one that is like absolutely at a diagonal right now because of the winds.
If you go down Wilson, there are several that are plopped over.
They're just babies. They're not strong enough. No. But if you have any in your neighborhood or you're like, what the heck, my poor tree, she's fallen over. City of Cedar Rapids, their contractors are going around. They're checking on the trees. They're going to restake them so that they can stand up straight again. And they're going to water them so that they can thrive again. So hopefully.
Good news for contracts.
What?
It's like a 2-year contract or whatever. You know, you're like a 2-year warranty plan or something like that. That's what is the good news about it all.
They're under warranty.
They're under warranty.
Who would have thunk?
You know? So the couple I saw, sadly, tossed over, bent over on Wilson. You're going to be okay, guys.
They're going to be all right. I drove past one on my way in today, and I was like, oh, man. Do I get out and help it?
Okay, Taylor, you're probably the last one that should do.
Yeah, I know. I don't really know what I would be doing, but...
What I imagine is you would try to bend it right back up, and then you fall over.
What else am I supposed to do? It's a tree. I think I went on the absolute most unromantic date this weekend, and I want to do it again, actually. I don't think all dates need romance.
You're not wrong there. You are not wrong there. Because you know what? Going to, like, the department store can be kind of romantic. And I know that's not romantic.
Yeah, you're on the right track. What I'm talking about is all-you-can-eat, baby. There is nothing romantic about going to an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
You're probably not wrong, because you're probably getting it all over your face and your clothes.
Well, I'm not a toddler. Let me tell you why, though. I actually left clean. Don't worry about that. I know how to use utensils. Thank you. Oh, God.
Does Curly not?
He also left clean. Oh, thank you for being concerned about our sweatshirts and stuff, though.
Okay, then how is it not sexy, then?
Let me break it down for you, because you have to go in on a mission. You're not going in for like a nice candlelit, relaxed dinner. No, we have been wanting to do this all-you-can-eat sushi for a long time. We're big sushi eaters in my house.
Yeah, you guys go every Friday.
Yeah, pretty much. We get takeout most of the time, so it's rare for us to go to a sushi restaurant, but we're like, we want to do it. We're going to plan for it. We went on Saturday. So this starts with the preparation, okay? You can't be eating a huge lunch.
I was
going to
say, did you eat anything that day?
I had coffee and I had crackers. So by the time that dinner was rolling around, I was grumbling, okay? We also decided to go to the gym before to work off.
Oh my God, you tortured yourself.
Well, yeah, we're like, we want to like get a good sweat in. We want to make sure that we're really hungry and we got lots of room for all the sushi. So we did that like crazy people. And then, you know, most of the time for a date, you want to dress up and be cute. We're like,
you just went to a sweaty gym.
Well, I came home and showered after. Good. I didn't go straight there. I'm not disgusting. I showered, and then I'm like, well, I don't want to show up like a slob. It is a nice restaurant, but I'm going to wear my biggest, comfiest jeans so that I have room for all this sushi. And then we sit down, and he goes, okay, babe, I'm going to need you to lock in right now for this meal.
You brought Tupperware, didn't you?
You can't do that. Oh. There's rules. There's rules, okay? So it says on the all-you-can-eat menu, you can only share with somebody who's also doing all-you-can-eat. And then if you leave more than 6 pieces of sushi, they start charging you $1 each because they don't want you to order a bunch and then waste it.
That's ridiculous.
It makes sense, but the pressure was on. We're like, okay, we're going to order a soda, but you can't drink it until the food comes. Otherwise, it's going to make you full.
Yeah.
We're going to be very mindful about what appetizers we order and then how many rolls. We don't want to order too much because you can always go back for a second round. Like, it was all calculated. Nothing romantic. We got through all of it. And then there was just a buzzkill that we were like, oh my gosh, it's the dessert round. Let's get a fried Oreo and ice cream. And then we wrote that down. The guy took the piece of paper and the girl behind us goes, I always order a fried Oreo and then I'm disappointed. I'm like, okay, this is like if I was hoping this was going to be a really romantic date, I would be disappointed right now.
Here's what I think you did. I don't think you went for all you can eat sushi.
Yeah.
I think you went for all you can eat the Olympics.
It was.
The way that you were describing that, I think you and your boyfriend Curly just did the freaking Olympics.
I felt like
I would.
What's his name? Is it Joey Chestnut who does the hot dog eating competition? There was a lot of skill. There was a lot of training and preparation.
Okay, and the way that you're talking, there's a lot of skill, a lot of preparation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like speaking like an Olympian.
And my gold medal was the nap I took on my couch after.
Mandela effect can really mess with your mind.
That's why I like to look into them. I do.
Taylor's like, that's all I do all night long. What are
Ask
you talking about?
Ask me about how I feel about Febreze.
Dude, do not. Because she went down a rabbit hole earlier today.
It's spelled Febreze. Don't get me started.
Here we go. See, she's already down it. Here's the thing. I don't know what this is, if it's a Mandela effect, if it's just a small town thing or what. But neighbor man thinks I'm absolutely crazy. And over the weekend, I heard this like loud car and I was like, oh my God, it's the truck. And he's like, what? So I want to know if you had this same truck in your small town of Anamosa.
Okay.
But growing up in Vinton, there would be this loud truck that would go around town and it would be like, it sounded exactly like that. Okay. It's a truck. And on the back of the truck, it'd be like this pipe. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the pipe would spit out pepper. No.
Like black pepper?
I think so. It was pepper, I believe. And so you would hear it coming and it would be like a block or two away again. Okay. And you'd be like, everybody shut the windows, because you had only a couple of seconds to get all your windows shut before you just got in. Okay. And like you would have to inhale all this pepper. Okay. Mm. So you'd shut all the windows and then the truck would go by spraying pepper. Okay. And it would be worse if you were stuck outside when it was spraying the pepper, because you would just be inhaling this pepper. Right. I believe, and I still don't know why, but I believe this truck went by spraying the pepper for mosquitoes and bugs, to reduce mosquitoes and bugs. I believe. But it was just like a red truck that went by with this like pipe on the back and went, aah. But I heard this like exact same noise over the weekend in Marion. It was just a bad car, to be honest with you. It was a car that really probably needed some work. And I was like, did you not have this truck growing up? And he goes, no. So the look you're giving me tells me that also Anamosa did not have.
Not that I know of. I feel like this is fake. I think they were spraying something in the air and they didn't tell you what it really was. Pepper?
Yes.
They're pepper spraying the whole town?
Yes. For bugs. Oh my God. I'm not crazy. Tell me.
I feel
it,
like.
It sounds crazy when I say it out loud, but there is somebody in the city of Vinton who's like, no, she's not wrong. It literally sounds like that.
Well, please let us know, because I do not believe her one bit.
You might think I'm absolutely nuts because I'm talking about this truck that we had in my small town of Vinton, Iowa, and it would drive around. It sounded like this.
Also sounds like a cow, like giving birth.
It drives around. And it had this like pipe on the back of this truck and it would spray and it smelled like pepper. And I believe it was spraying to basically help with the bugs and like reduce the bug population in town. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's the craziest thing.
not me, at least in Anamosa. I don't think we were getting pepper sprayed on the weekly by
a truck.
You know
what? If I got pepper sprayed by a cop, I'm prepared.
You were being trained. I don't know. I had never heard of it, but it turns out you might not be the only one.
So I live in LaPorte City, about 20 miles from Vinton, and they spray every Thursday in the summer.
Okay, is it for mosquitoes?
It's for mosquitoes. Yep, we actually have to pay extra for it on our utility bill.
That's a real thing. That I live in Palo, and there is a truck that has that sound, and that means that he's coming up to your area, and it puts like a dense fog in your area, but he usually comes late at night. I don't think it's pepper. Okay. I don't think it's pepper.
I lived in Palo for quite a few years, and every summer that truck you're talking about would drive around fumigating the town.
Okay,
so you're not crazy.
Here's a fun question to ask your partner tonight that's going to tell you a lot about what they think about you. And that would be, what kind of character do you think I'd play on a TV show or in a movie? Because I did this last night and I did not love the answer that I got. Okay. We were watching you. You know, I'm sorry. We've been on a you kick.
You're still on it.
Because we were behind. We had never watched any of it. We're finally on season 5, by the way. I've been saying that Curly, my boyfriend, looks exactly like Joe Goldberg. It is creepy. It is scary. I'm still not over it. But we were watching it last night and I was saying to him, like, yeah, you look a lot like him, but you could never pull off a character like that. Like, I just don't think he could be.
You don't think he can murder?
I don't think he could murder. He's really not creepy. He's quite honestly the opposite of creepy. He's like,
not good enough to stalk.
Yeah, so approachable. I'm like, I don't think you could play Joe Goldberg like he does.
Are we talking about just acting-wise or real life he could not murder?
Well, my God, I'm talking about acting-wise. I hope he can't murder.
I wanted to clarify.
If I end up murdered, I don't know. I'll eat my words right now. But I'm talking about acting. Good God, no. I mean, if he was an actor, could he be a Joe Goldberg
type?
No,
he cannot be a murderer as an actor.
No, he's too golden retriever. But I was telling him, if you were in a movie and you were an actor or a TV show.
I can tell you right now, what do you be?
What?
Anything Ryan Reynolds plays.
Oh, God, that's the worst thing you've ever said. Ew, I just got the ick. Sorry if you love Ryan Reynolds, but that is so...
He just gives me dorky, funny, goofy vibes. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to pretend like you didn't say that because that just gave me the heebies. I was telling him I think he could be like a private investigator slash like detective, but the kind that is like serious but cracks jokes. You know what I'm saying? I could see him playing that. And then I'm like, well, what do you think? Like, what kind of character do you think I would be really good at? Like, what would I sell really well in a movie or a TV show? And he goes, probably a CEO for a company where everything's going wrong.
Oh, no.
And I'm yelling at people.
You mean like The Office?
He's
saying you're The Office.
No, he's saying like a serious CEO, but like all of like the company's tanking and I'm just yelling at people. Tell them to get it together.
I already know yours.
I was like, I disagree. And also, why did you put me in charge of a failing company that
you don't want to be in charge of people? I could have told him
I don't
want
to talk to people.
No, you've said that 100 times. I don't want to be in charge of people.
No.
I could tell you exactly what yours is.
Okay.
Kim Possible.
What?
You're Kim Possible.
Beating people up with a naked mole rat? I don't know about that.
I think you're Kim Possible.
I don't think I agree with that either.
Why not?
I don't know.
I think you could be Kim Possible.
Okay.
You're solving the world, but you're like, she doesn't really have to deal with too many people.
Just the naked mole rat?
Yeah.
I guess I'll take it. Am I happy about it?
You still don't like that one.
I still don't love it.
It is better than what he picked.
No, I agree. His was totally garbage.
So Kim Possible is way better.
It'll do for now. I need to share with you the most genius piece of marketing that I saw on TikTok over the weekend. And it's for the new Final Destination movie. I didn't know they were making a new one of those.
Oh, my God. What is this, like Final Destination 300?
I actually don't know what number it is.
I've never seen Final Destination.
I haven't either. I know the concept, though. It's a pop culture phenomena. Yeah. We all know some of the scenes, the roller coaster, the tanning bed.
I think there's one with a log. It goes through a...
Funny
I don't
want to
say too much if you don't know.
I'm going to talk about it. This marketing for this new movie, they put a Final Destination promotional poster on the back of a log truck.
No. No.
The scene where a log flies through windshield that we all think about, even if you've seen the movie or not,
is disturbing.
Advertising all over it. So people are like, how many cars? If I saw that, I'm out. I'm
what
exiting.
What does it say? Just say Final Destination?
Only in theaters.
I swear to God, if it says Your Final Destination.
No, it doesn't.
That would be the most messed up thing that anyone could do.
It does have a QR code that you can say how my driving is. So,
well, first off, no.
It's not
Why
fair.
Are you having people get their phone out?
Well, that too.
And distracting them. Well, you got logs that could kill me.
It's hilarious, but I'm glad I didn't see this in person because I would freak out thinking the logs coming through my windshield.
Keep that truck away from Iowa. That's all I ask. Thank you very much.
But also claps to whatever Gen Z marketing person is there.
I want them fired. I don't like that.
You're a genius, but I also hate you.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Have you seen the video of the girl holding a glass phone out in public?
No.
Okay, so it's this girl. I think she's waiting in line for boba. And she's standing there scrolling and it's a glass, like clear.
That's gotta be fake.
Transparent phone. So it's everywhere. I mean, I saw it on Barstool Sports. It's this girl. Her username is AskCatGPT. This thing has like over 50 million views because people are so confused as to what's going on. Who has a glass phone? Who has a see-through?
Please don't make this a trend.
Transparent phone. I have the explanation for you. Because people in the comments at first were like, oh, it's the Nokia transparent phone that was released in October of 2024. And I'm like, I still don't even know if that's real, by the way. I was Googling it to see if that's actually what she had. Jury's still out on that one. I couldn't really tell what's real and what's fake news. She posted a follow-up video. And
the
explained,
chick with the phone?
Yes. Because there was videos of her out in public going around people being like, what is this girl doing scrolling on what looks like a piece of plastic? She explained that it is a methaphone. It's exactly what it looks like. It is a clear piece of acrylic shape plastic like an iPhone. And she said her friend invented it because he wanted to test if everybody's so addicted to our phones. Could you potentially curb that addiction of constantly reaching for your phone and scrolling with something that feels the same, but you're not getting the bad side effects of scrolling on Instagram or whatever? This thing is sold out.
It's not a phone at all. I was like, can you dumb it down for me? Is this a phone or not?
It's not a phone. There's no apps.
So it's like a fidget spinner?
Exactly. It's like a fidget spinner.
So it's like a fidget if you need a phone.
It's like, yeah, when you're out in public, especially because I can relate to this, when you're in line and you're like, I got to look like I'm doing something. It's just a piece of plastic. Or like if you want the feeling of your phone in your back pocket without being so addicted that you can't like leave the room. It's supposed to help people ease off their phone addictions.
Oh my God. We have come to the world. We have come to this point to have this.
Yeah.
I'm not dogging on her, but think about it. Like, we all need this.
100%. Like I just said.
This is sad that we need this in our life.
I would be so anxious if I was in line and I didn't have my phone to even, I'm not even looking at the apps at that point. I'm just making it look like I'm doing something.
How many times have you been in the line at like Target or something and you're like, well, I can't look around at other people. That's embarrassing. So you whip out your phone and you're not even paying attention to what you're scrolling through or anything. And you're just scrolling.
Yeah.
Like, think about this. As a society,
we're doomed.
We're screwed. We suck.
To the point that we are having to pretend to scroll.
Seriously.
On a piece of plastic.
We are so embarrassing.
Yeah.
We need to be more like our grandparents. Like, what did they do? They really did actually, like, have conversations.
I'm sorry. My grandma is scrolling on Instagram probably right now. So she's just as bad as me.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It's always nervous knowing, like, you know, who people know who we are because they might be taking pictures. They might be taking videos of us. And I just know. If you saw me this weekend heading to the wedding and you saw me in the passenger seat of the car, you were taking videos of me. And photos. They got to be on Reddit already.
I checked.
Are they?
Not yet. But if you're out there, please share them.
Because I look like an absolute fool in the passenger seat of the car. Why? Because I was painting my toenails. My dogs. On the way to the wedding. Because I borrowed your shoes.
That is correct.
And your shoes that I borrowed, both shoes were open-toed. And my toes were not painted.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to quickly paint the dogs, you know, so I looked cute for this wedding. I didn't have enough time while I was getting ready, so I had to like do it in the car, and oh my God, the looks I was getting on the interstate. Oh my God. I was not driving. I was not dog painting and driving. I was in the passenger seat.
Here's one thing. If you don't paint your toes, you don't realize how ugly, I mean, even in the privacy of your own home, you have to hunch over,
mm-hmm.
whether you're like sitting up and mm-hmm. like propping your foot up. There's no cute way mm-hmm. of doing your toenails. I do have to ask, were you like a real lazy piece of crap? And did you just paint the toes that showed in the shoes? I love doing that.
You know what? That would have been way smarter. Have you ever tanned that way?
Tanned,
like if you ever self-tanned that way,
oh,
you're
the
like,
things that just show,
you're like, only half my leg's gonna show, so I'm not doing the upper half.
Absolutely.
Or I like have. You're like, that arm's not gonna show, what's the point of self-tanning,
dude? Your pinky toe never
same
exists
with shaving.
Yes,
because that's what I did. You know what I had to do? Oh my God, can we talk about this as women? No one talks about how brutal it is to dry shave your legs.
I refuse.
I do. I had to do it. We were running. I was running so far behind. I was like,
what did you actually prepare for?
Nothing. Except for dog painting in the car. And then I had to drive shave. I didn't have, there was no time for water. So I had to do it, and I was like, okay, if I'm going to hurt myself, we're only doing somewhat of the leg. Because only one, I had a slit in the dress, and I'm like, only one leg's going to show. The other one, meh, she don't need to suffer through the dry shave.
I really hope you didn't do that in the passenger seat,
well,
too.
Well, no!
That's disgusting. I have that TikTok sound stuck in my head that's like, do you ever look at someone and wonder what is going on in their brain?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that way when it comes to guys. Does anybody know what guys think about? I don't.
Star Wars. That's it. That's all I know.
Sometimes they're hard to read. I'm like, are you upset? Are you not? Are you happy?
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You know?
I literally have that conversation with my boyfriend, neighbor man, all the time. I'm like, are you mad at me? Are you upset? And he's like, no. And I'm like, But are you lying? Wait, like, are you, though? Because, like, I cannot read a man.
Dude, I have no idea what goes on up in the domesky. Okay? What do you guys think about? I don't know. I got a little peek, though, this weekend. From my boyfriend, Curly. We were driving to our all-you-can-eat sushi date on Saturday night. And we're driving through North Liberty. And he looks over and he just goes, oh, the masculine urge to just run through that field over there. And I was like,
huh?
I'm sorry, what? There was like a field. It wasn't, I don't think there was any crops or anything. There's
like
a
cornfield?
Kind of. Just like an empty, non-developed, no homes, just open field on the way to the place that we were going to eat. And I was like, can you explain yourself? Because I cannot relate to that urge. Maybe that's why it's a masculine urge to go run through an open field. He's like, yeah, it's just open. And like, I just want to run through it like a man. I have no
what
idea.
What does like a man mean?
I don't know. This is like the same dude that sometimes will be like, yeah, I'm going to go run those hills over there. Why? What are you trying to prove? That you're a dude?
Well, I'm just so confused. Do they have lots of masculine urges?
That's what I don't know. Because I'm like, oh, the feminine urge to...
I don't have... What do you mean? What feminine urge do we have?
Like stupid stuff. Like, ooh, the feminine urge to match my eyeliner to my shoes. Or I don't know. Like stupid stuff like that. That's like, oh, just girly things. That's what it is. Just girly things. But the
I have never had an urge to go run in a field.
That's why it's the masculine urge. I don't understand it either.
This is why.
But you know what he didn't do? Run through the field.
Okay. If they be having urges to run through fields, no wonder they never understand us. That I can. Okay. That everything makes sense.
It's like two
when I'm
species.
Sad and you can't understand it, it all makes sense now.
Because I'll never understand why you
have an urge to run through a field. Because I have never.
And I will never.
Time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Doing a job interview can be really intimidating.
Scary.
And not that this trivia question is really going to help you much.
Great.
I'm here to help, man.
Just add to the anxiety.
Tonight's trivia question, using this word during a job interview will make it 17% less likely that you will be hired. Yeah.
Let the overthinking begin. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Using this word during a job interview will make it 17% less likely that you will be hired. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
As much as you already overthink when it comes to job interviews, I'm going to make it worse with tonight's trivia question.
It sounded like you were going to say good things and good news.
No.
Just making it worse.
Because now I want you to overthink about the words you say in the job interview. With tonight's trivia question, using this word during a job interview will make it 17% less likely that you will be hired.
I hate this.
What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, 4820 said vacation.
Oh, because like you're like, oh, I got to take vacation. Right. Actually, the first week you want to hire me.
Right. Or how much vacation do I get? And they're like, what? You haven't
None.
Even asked what your duties would be.
Kim said, like when you go like, yeah.
I feel like that's more okay now. Like, I feel like people are less strict.
I don't even know
that.
If I notice it.
No, I am a big ummer.
I'm a big ummer in like.
Because it means you're thinking.
Yeah.
You're thinking about what you're about to say, maybe.
I bet you when I do the interviews, I say,
You should tally yourself. Maybe you're the one that should not have the job. Hey, I can't hire you because I actually got fired from interviewing people. 50. See, I just did it.
Did you really?
I just went,
I didn't even notice. See?
Now I'm going to be hyper aware.
Uh-huh.
Anywho-zy. 5539 said, hate.
Oh.
It's extreme.
Yeah, like I hated how my manager treated me. Or
yeah,
I hated
my boss.
Yeah, I hated that environment or whatever. That's a strong word.
I think you could say that to people like once you start the job and you get more comfortable.
Yeah.
But like maybe not a great first impression.
No, 100%.
I didn't thrive in the environment. That's what my dad would tell me to say.
Look at you.
I know.
You should be doing interviews.
Maybe I should. No, I definitely shouldn't. Never.
Using this word during a job interview will make it 17% less likely that you will be hired. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in two songs.
Did you use the word in the interview here?
Oh, probably.
I had a feeling.
I just did it again. I don't think I can say a sentence without saying or ah. Who let me have this job?
Using this word during a job interview will make it 17% less likely that you will be hired. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Watch out for the word sucks, because you will be 17% less likely to get hired.
Makes sense. Again, it's kind of like hate, where it's just like maybe not on the interview once you find your office buddies, you can say it.
I know there was a lot of like friends' moms who would get so mad at them for using the word sucks. And I bet you if you're listening in the car right now and your mom got so mad at you for using that word, you're probably like, thank you, Mom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I now have a chance to get hired.
Unless you're applying for a vacuum company. You better be saying sucks.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.